The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. So those of you who tuned in to Mass yesterday, you know that the reading from the Gospel was about, again, the Good Shepherd. In fact, it was Good Shepherd Sunday. And today we follow on with also from John's Gospel with Jesus referring to himself once again as I am the good shepherd. And we know, most of us know Psalm 23 or most of by heart, the Lord is my shepherd. Now a little phrase I want to just pick out for a couple of moments this morning in the reading from the Gospel is, and I know mine and mine know me. How much does that mean to us when we read that the Lord, that God knows us? We normally concentrate on God, and you might have been asked a question in your life or sometime, how important is God in your life? And hopefully you will say, well, God is very important in my life. But have you ever gone to the other side of that coin and say, do I believe that I am very important to God? That's another way of looking at it. And there's nothing wrong with, because that's what the Lord is telling us in John's Gospel on the shepherd and so on. You and I are important to God. God knows us. We have that lovely song, I've written you on the palm of my hand. Beautiful. And each one of us, we find that hard to believe. Little me, maybe who have a very poor self-worth and think I'm an insignificant person and I don't matter to anybody, in the eyes of God, you do. We all do, each and every human being. And you matter to God as if you were the only person in the world. Now, as I'm saying this to you, I'm asking myself, do I really believe that? And the answer is yes. Do I have any proof of that? I do, in fact, and I'm sure you do too. Look back on your life and see all the times that God was there for you. And to prove it, I'll ask you another question. Can you ever name a time in your life, or think of a time in your life, when God let you down? Can you ever think of a time in your life when God let you down? And the answer, my answer, because I can't answer for you, is no. No, I can never think of once in my life when God let me down. Many other people maybe have let us down and we've been disappointed. Somebody maybe we trusted in, but not God. I know mine, and mine know me.